Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Erden Erbelsness, who's Managing Director of Techstars Energy, which he's doing in partnership with Equinor. Hi, Erden.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, it's very good that you can join us. We met a few weeks back when I brought a group of executives to Oslo to see the fantastic penetration and uptake of electric vehicles and that in the city, where the sales are now over 50% of all electric vehicles, all vehicles sold in that within the city. So I really saw that Oslo and Norway is a great place to see tech in this energy sort of type space. So I'm pleased that you can join us to give us some insights around this topic.
Thank you.
So please can you kick off by introducing yourself, please?
Sure. So I'm Audun Abelsnes, a very difficult name. It's actually so difficult that I usually have an alias when ordering coffee at Starbucks when I travel.
Good.
So I'm a serial entrepreneur by heart. I've been on every table when it comes to startups as a founder. Also sold a company. I also been part of a graceful failure. So I've seen all sides of the entrepreneurial journey. I've started out as a management consultant in PricewaterhouseCoopers. I also had the pleasure of heading up a master class at university here in Oslo around entrepreneurship. It was actually there I came across Techstars the first time, and now I have the honor of heading up Techstars Energy in partnership with Equinor, Kongsberg, and Capgemini.
Excellent, great. You know, and I know your colleagues in Techstars in other locations around the world, but for the benefit of the listeners, it'd be great if you can give us an introduction to Techstars and then the specific accelerator you're leading.
Sure. So Techstars, we like to say that we are the global network that helps entrepreneurs succeed. We are maybe most famous for our accelerators, and I know that you also came across us in other locations, and we have now close to 50 accelerators all over the world, working with a lot of very large corporates in a lot of different verticals. And I head up the only energy-focused accelerator together with Equinor and Kongsberg and Capgemini, focus on energy tech, but on a very broad basis, everything from traditional oil and gas technologies to digitalization or entirely new business model, but of course also renewables and renewable tech.
Excellent. Great. Yeah, and I'm a very big believer in, you know, corporates working with funds, working with accelerators to get that external perspective and see what's happening with technology changing and changing business models. So we're seeing a lot of change within the energy space, you know, the technology and the business models. What are the key trends that you're seeing in this space now?
Yeah, great question. If you just take one step back, I think energy tech and and technology around energy is probably, you know, the planet's most interesting investment space. I mean, it will go through massive change going forward, and you know, when there's change, there's opportunity for really good entrepreneurs. You know, at the same time, the energy space is very complicated, heavily regulated, and also dominated by massive players. So it's hard to get in because, you know, large players also, of course, guard their cash flow. But, you know, some of the trends that I'm seeing now, it's a lot of interest in greener technology. It's also interesting to see how investors these days also turn into the greener side of energy and energy tech and investing into energy. And I think that is maybe one of the most obvious trends that I'm seeing, that companies simply would like to work with a greener side of technology. And that's really, really interesting to see.
Great, great. And could you talk us through then the process that you go through in Techstars in finding ventures that meet these trends and these ventures that you start to drive these trends? Could you take us through the process that Techstars does to to run that process and some of the ventures that you've seen in your current and previous cohorts?
Sure. So Techstars Energy is a one-year cycle. So we run one program or one accelerator per year, which lasts for 3 months. So 10 companies are invited to come to Oslo to sit inside the fantastic office of Equinor here in Oslo. But it is a one-year cycle. So I travel all over the world, attending conferences, speaking at conferences, talking to energy tech ecosystems all over the world, trying to identify, really good startups that might be a fit for this program. And of course, the overarching theme energy is, of course, set together with our main corporate partner, which is Equinor, but also Kongsberg and Capgemini. So we're looking at energy from a very, very broad scale. Coming back to your last question about some of the companies from last year and maybe this year, I'm proud to say that one of the companies in the 2018 class is a company called Interface Fluidics from Canada. They have actually raised now $4.5 million in funding, both from Techstars and from Equinor Ventures, which is really cool. So it means that this also becomes a real deal flow for a large corporate as Equinor. But also last year we had other fantastic companies also in the solar space, a company called Rated Power from Spain that helps large corporates develop their solar farms at industrial scale better and faster. We also had an electrical airplane company, a company called Ampere from LA, which is basically now driving the electrification of the skies. We also had a company from Houston that develops smart cement technology, where if they add in their stuff in concrete becomes actually sensitive, so you can actually monitor cracks and faults in cement before it actually happens. That's really, really interesting.
Yeah, it's very different, isn't it? And so that's connected to energy in terms of the reason for that. Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, coming back to the concrete case, I mean, if the BP oil spill in the Mexican Gulf, if they have been using this technology, it could have been avoided, because you will probably what would happen down there in the well at a micro level.
Good. And so we're seeing there, as you're saying, that these are from all over the world: Canada, Spain, Houston, Los Angeles, and sort of stuff like that. And they're coming to Oslo for running these areas.
Exactly. So they're all now here in Oslo for 3 months, and are being now surrounded by mentors from Equinor and Kongsberg and Capgemini, plus our broader corporate ecosystem and our investors globally that basically look at this as a deal flow source.
Great. So the class of this year, those ones that went through last year, this year is what sorts of themes? Not necessarily go into the giving away corporate secrets or the startup secrets. What's the themes or topics are you sort of seeing within that have got through to be in your cohort this year?
So it's quite similar as last year, but even more I'm trending towards sustainability now, which is interesting. More or less all our companies this year have a focus on sustainability as well. We have a CO2 converting company from Spain, CO2 Energy. We actually have two battery companies. One of them is actually a completely new form of battery, zinc iron battery. It's a company from Canada, which is also a Shell game changer company. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. But all in all, it's a very diverse group of companies from all over the world.
Right, excellent. Go back to the point I made earlier about your corporates really connecting with accelerators and incubators. I'm seeing so many of them around in all parts of the world. I'm going to be in Shanghai in a couple of weeks' time and visiting a number there. We have them in London, we have them in Aberdeen, we've got them all over the place. So how do you think an accelerator and incubator needs to differentiate itself, and how does Techstar do that?
That's an excellent question. It'll probably take like an hour to answer that, but I'll try to be very, very short. So, So, if I answer this from a more academic perspective, as I mentioned, I also teach innovation at university. So I can also say that in the world there are 3,500, 4,000 accelerators. You know, you
yep.
could argue that this market is somewhat saturated. It's enough
yep.
now, and I tend to agree. Just to be clear on that, but why Techstars works is that we have just the planet's biggest network of entrepreneurs, really large corporates, and very clever capital. And we have massive connections into large corporations. And when you kind of put that into a system and a structured approach, it becomes very, very powerful, because every company that applies to Techstars Energy, they know that they will be exposed to our corporate partners, of course, around Equinor, but also on a global scale. So they basically can get, 3 or 2, 3 years of work done in 3 months. And, time is every startup's enemy. So we just shorten the time it takes to get connected. And that's what startups really, really need.
Yeah. I'd reflect your point about the saturation. In my book, Purpose to Performance, a couple of years ago, I highlighted that fact as well. And I think it's really down to, on the corporate side, to be working with the right partners, and for startups to be working with the right partners. And this ecosystem can really bring benefits to the startups and to society and the environment sort of generally. So, I think that's a really important point that you're making and the work you're doing.
Thanks.
So great. Thanks so much for that, for the overview about the whole ecosystem, the types of tech and what Techstars doing. And in your 1 year cycle and doing this, what do you do to relax? What's your hobbies and that outside?
Oh, well, when I have time, I like to go windsurfing. There's nothing like it to, fly across the waves in 20 knots. Mm. I love that. If I can't do that, which I unfortunately don't have time to do that much, I simply like to go for a long, long run in the forest all by myself to clear off my brain. I mean, all my best ideas, they come when I'm far into the woods all by myself without anything to write on. So I tend to forget them when I come home.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how do you deal with that? I have the same issue. I don't run through forests, but I run around the park. And normally by the time I get to about 2 or 3 kilometers, the ideas start flowing. And it's like, well, I can't stop now, and I can't make a note of what I got to do.
Maybe that's a good idea for a startup to fix that, coming up with a new app to fix that somehow. Yeah,
there you go. There's certainly two of us on that. Anybody listening on the podcast got ideas, please send them in.
Yeah.
So, Auden, thanks very much for your insights today. Real pleasure talking to you again. And I look forward to seeing you in maybe the UK or back when we're over in Oslo.
I'll look forward to seeing you as well, Andrew, and thank you very much for having me.
Please do subscribe for future podcasts. And if you like this broadcast, please give it a 5-star rating on iTunes or the platform that you listened on. Thank you.